Hello, and thank you for joining us with this episode of the Grow VC Everyone Funding Startups podcast. I'm your host, Marcus, and I'm here with Adil Mohammed, who's the founder of the Inspire Conference that's just about to take place in London. Thank you, Adil, for joining us with this episode.
It's my pleasure.
Would you give a little background to yourself? Just kind of lightly introduce who you are and just some thoughts on your own background.
Okay. Well, I'm the chair and the co-founder of the Inspire Conference and also the co-founder of Launch 48. A little bit of background about me. My first startup was called Entrip. It was a map-based travel planning and blogging application. I followed this up with a digital agency, which I started a few years back called InnoZone. We grew quite rapidly in InnoZone. And around the same time, a couple of years back, I also co-founded Launch 48 with Ian Broom. The concept behind Launch 48 was to get a bunch of entrepreneurially minded people together from various different skill sets, marketing, business development, developers, designers, over a weekend, over a period of 48 hours, and help them start businesses. So people would pitch ideas, and some ideas would be selected based upon a vote by the audience. Everybody gets divided into teams, and they work over 48-hour periods to create a sustainable business. We would get a bunch of mentors from the industry to come and work with them over the weekend and to help them with the various different aspects of starting a business. Launch 48 grew very significantly over the years. We have events happening all over the world now. We even had our own mini acceleration program earlier this year called Launchpad, and that went really well. That's in a nutshell my background, really.
So you're an entrepreneur, and have you founded all these companies in London?
Yes. I mean, most of these companies have been based in London. I also have a background from India. So, we have had offices in India as well, but most of these companies have been UK-based.
So what about that ecosystem in London? How is setting up a company there? What's the general kind of feel to the ecosystem? Is it a good place for an entrepreneur?
It's becoming an absolutely brilliant place for entrepreneurs. Starting a company in the UK has always been quite easy. But when it comes to technology companies and when it comes to startups, it's just becoming really, really good. London is becoming a hotbed of startup activity now. It can be web, it can be mobile. There's so much happening here, and there are so many cool companies, startups. The government has taken a huge, initiatives in actually getting involved with the community. There is this whole London East London tech scene, which is coming up, a big concentration of startups and startup related companies in one area, which obviously helps with the ecosystem. And the government is investing their time, money. There are incubators which are coming up all over the place, from Seedcamp to Springboard, the Oxygen Accelerator. So there is a huge amount of people who are really passionate about startups, about helping entrepreneurs, it's been great. And I think that it is only going to get better over the years.
And London is London is traditionally seen as a financial hub, but it's good to hear that the entrepreneurship is also picking up. Do you have some, just generally touch on trends here? You mentioned IT and so. Are there any trends in what people are really excited about right now in the startup and tech scene in London?
I think, one of the good things about what I have noticed is that, it's across the board, really. I mean, there are some amazing startups doing things in the enterprise. There are startups which are doing things for consumers, it's just really, really across the board. Mobile is obviously quite hot. Social is quite hot. And, people are really investing time and effort in putting together some really interesting ideas, concepts. It's very difficult to generally say what the trend is in the industry in a particular area. E-commerce is definitely very, very hot. It's been proved by a huge number of different models across the US and Europe. The social semantics, it's going to be very, very massive as well. It's very difficult to quantify which domain or which particular trend is really hot when it comes to startups. It's going to evolve quite a lot.
Let's move over to the Inspire Conference. Could you tell us a little bit about the Inspire Conference, what it is, when it is, and just on a very high level first?
The Inspire Conference is being held on the 7th and the 8th of June in London. The Inspire Conference is a thought leadership conference. We are getting together a brilliant lineup of some very, very smart people, great speakers from across the globe to discuss trends in innovation in technology, creative, and entrepreneurship. The whole aim is that our speakers are going to present big and thought-provoking ideas, ideas that they have been working on or ideas which they truly believe will have a big impact on these domains. There are going to be some amazing talks and presentations. We're really excited about it.
Do you have some highlights from the program? Who do you have coming up and what are the, thought leaders and thought-provoking things, but do you have some tangible topics that are going to be covered?
See, all the presentations are going to be really great. The speakers are putting in a huge amount of time and effort into them. I think the best way is to actually check out our website, where we have a list of all of our speakers, as well as our agenda, which we are publishing and updating on a regular basis. It's theinspireconference.com. We are expecting around 400 people. Each talk is going to be about 20 minutes. We have a couple of panels. We are going to give the attendees the opportunity to mingle and to network quite a lot as well. I think it would be unfair of me to say that, to be honest, all of the talks are my favorites because I have personally, worked with a lot of these speakers to actually finalize what they're going to be talking about. And I know how much time and effort they are putting in. So, I'm actually looking forward to all the talks. The topics and the domains that we are covering are so wide variety. We're talking about disruptive technologies. We're talking about, social entrepreneurship. We're talking about the current trends. It may be social. We're talking about, the huge amount of semantic data out there. So there is some really, really fascinating topics. People are talking about how computation has changed. People are talking about how, crowdsourcing is creating a new wave of technologies, especially in developing countries. There are some really, really thought-provoking topics that are coming out. There are a lot of original topics which are coming out. It would be really, really fun, I think.
And London, obviously, there's a very, very huge pickup in the market in general in London in terms of entrepreneurship, in terms of technology, financial sector, and so on. So there are lots of conferences and events going on just pretty much all the time. So where did you get the idea to start the Inspire Conference?
See, at Launch48, we have always been very passionate about working with entrepreneurs and to help them start new businesses. And the Inspire Conference was a natural extension, the whole concept behind inspiration. Innovation and trends are the backbone of major number of industries. You can be tech, web, mobile, creative. And what we really wanted to do was we wanted to bring these topics and these amazing speakers in front of the audience, which is going to come from not only London, but the UK and Europe as well. Yes, there are a lot of conferences out there, but we are not exactly a tech conference. We are covering a wide variety of topics, and our whole aim and the whole name behind Inspire and is to actually discuss these innovation and trends. And hence, that's how we differentiate ourselves from a lot of the other conferences. That's also where our motivation to organize Inspire has come from.
And you mentioned something about the turnout of, what did you say, like 400 people you're expecting to see at the conference?
Yeah, we're expecting around 400 people at the conference.
So when the 7th and 8th come and once you actually go through the process, what do you expect to get out of the 2 days of intense program? What do you expect to be feeling by Wednesday the 8th?
Well, I think, different audiences will take different takeaways from the conference. If we just talk about who would benefit the most from the conference in terms of the demographics that we are expecting, there are going to be a lot of startups, entrepreneurs, VCs, angel investors. There are going to be a lot of people who work in the tech or the creative industry. They're going to be media, bloggers, community leaders, developers, designers. There are two aspects, as it is to a lot of conferences. One is the whole networking aspect. You get the ability to network with people from the industry, people who have similar goals that you have, people who genuinely care about innovation, about trends, people who work in the industry. And so there's going to be a huge amount of opportunity for people to network, not only among themselves, but also with the speakers. And on the other hand, to actually listen to some amazing topics, topics which we really believe are big ideas and thought-provoking ideas. At the end of the conference, what we really want to be starting is a massive discussion on these topics. What we really want to be starting is for people to start thinking about these topics, to use ideas that are evolving from the conference in their businesses, in the businesses that they are starting. It can be in the form of starting new businesses, or it can be in the form of, you know, using some of these ideas or trends in their existing businesses. We want everybody to go out with a lot of ideas in their mind, a lot of, you know, thoughts in their mind, which they can genuinely and quantifiably use in whatever they do after that. Innovation is so important for every industry. And, you know, we hope that all the entrepreneurs and the startups and everybody who are going to innovate in the future will get a lot of their ideas, and hopefully, or not a lot, but at least some of their ideas from Inspire.
So you have very actual continuity to this conference in terms of putting thoughts into people's minds and maybe even changing the way they think about different aspects and different dimensions. Do you think that you'll organize another conference after this one?
Firstly, of course, you know, just to clarify, I mean, you know, it's not up to us to put thoughts in people's mind. What we can do is we can present these ideas. We can present an interesting perspective on a whole range of things that people already think about. And that's the whole aim. And we hope that, you know, this will be useful to the audiences. We do actually, there is a lot of plans after Inspire as well. We're going to be putting a huge amount of content online later on. But at the same time, we hope to organize Inspire every year. There will be an Inspire conference in 2012. Inspire is not a one-off conference. We hope to do Inspire every year.
We touched on the innovation community earlier and the startup ecosystem. You also talked about the different hubs, the support sector in general. But starting out as an entrepreneur there, how is the infrastructure supporting entrepreneurship in general? If we just focus on, for example, the financial sector, is the funding and getting the finance required to start a startup, how does that work in London?
I mean, it works, in a nutshell, it works very similar to how it works probably in California. Considering that, you know, there is a much bigger industry in California, funding opportunities are much bigger. But the opportunities in London are increasing a lot. If you compare it to about 3 or 4 years ago and compare it now, it's so much bigger. You know, I mean, there are more funding opportunities there. There are more VCs here now, and there are more angel investors here. People understand, you know, the whole ecosystem, and people are more interested in funding now. So, I mean, you know, the whole opportunity to find funding is definitely improving by the day. And it's only going to get better as the ecosystem evolves, as, you know, the whole hub of startup activity evolves, and it's only going to get better. Like I said, there are a lot of VCs, there are a lot of angel investors, and the number is increasing. And so it is only going to get more competitive, and it's only going to get better.
I was just thinking that since there is a very strong financial sector in London, as there is, for example, in New York, and in both these places, we find that the startups ecosystem is also, it's definitely booming. That's something that's gaining precedence, and people are putting a lot more attention and effort into supporting that. So there must exist some very logical links in terms of actually the financial sector also playing into these early phase investments in some way. Because, I mean, for the financial sector, they have capital and they just want to find lucrative investment opportunities. And that is ultimately what startups are. So do you think that there is a possibility for that interchange? And do you think it's a logical link in any way?
Well, I guess it depends upon what level the financial sector or what level of companies you're talking about. If you're talking about big financial companies, they are less likely to invest in small in early stage startups, just because it'll take a lot longer for them to realize the level of success that they can get with it. You know, bigger companies, I guess, more would tend to invest in startups which are already taking off or startups which are a little bit more advanced. Early stage, it's always the case of a lot of angels getting involved, a lot of seed investors getting involved, and there is enough opportunity there as well. Like I said, there have been a lot of great enterprises, early stage enterprises that have come across the UK, incubators, accelerators, seed programs, which are really, really driving innovation as well as the startup scene. And I've taken a few names before in the podcast, and organizations like these are really, really pushing the early stage and the grassroots level entrepreneurs, which is very, very important. Obviously, as the companies grow, there are different level of funding and different stages, maybe VCs, maybe more advanced funding. But I guess, there is different comfort level for different investment vehicles. And that's where they come in.
Yeah, it definitely does play into the fact that the early stage is very costly. And it's something that is not that efficiently managed at this stage. Whenever there's a large amount of capital that is looking for lucrative investment opportunities, and there are investment opportunities nearby, you started just kind of thinking of that there must be a logical bridge between those, because it would be a win-win situation in a way.
No, I mean, it's being like you mentioned, New York and London, they are big financial hubs, but Also, there is another reason why finance is not the only reason why London and New York are so massively developing in the startup scene. There's a whole bunch of other reasons. And, London and New York are also massive creative hubs. And London and New York also have a huge amount of very, very talented people available. And a lot of entrepreneurially minded people available as well. People who want to start their own businesses. And these are the people who are driving this startup scene, both in both these cities. Of course, having the availability of finance, which as it does exist both in New York and London, does definitely help. But at the core of it is the people. It's the people and their ability to take a risk, ability to get involved with startups, ability to follow their own ideas, their own passions, and to actually run with it. Like I said, funding, it does play an important part. I mean, there is only so much you can take a company or so much you can bootstrap a company, after which you would need funding. But at the end of the day, I truly believe that, it all starts with the entrepreneurs. And there are brilliant entrepreneurs in all of these cities, and, some brilliant entrepreneurs in across the world who are really creating amazing companies and driving all of these trends in innovation.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think that's also a very strong message to conclude this episode on, to be honest. We can recap a little bit. So the Inspire Conference is coming up the 7th and 8th of June. Adil, would you also share a little bit more about where people can find more information, just to kind of highlight that?
To find pretty much most of the information, the best place is our website, which is theinspireconference.com. We have information about speakers, we have information about ticketing, about schedule, the venue, etc. So we have complete information over there. And of course, you can follow our Twitter feed, which is at Inspire, @ATInspire. Or our website. So those would be the best places to visit. And it is, yes, it is on the 7th and the 8th. It is 2 full days. We hope to see you there.
All right, and we also have a promotional code for people from our community, which is GrowVC10, that gives you a 10% discount on attending the conference. And that's definitely worthwhile to check out.
Absolutely.
So, Adil, thank you so much for being on the podcast. It's been a pleasure talking about a variety of different things, but thank you so much for taking the time out.
It's my pleasure.